I have two affiliations. One is with Evolvium, which is company behind open source IGA system Midpoint, and also I'm active in academia, helping scientists across the world get together and solve their identity problems. And in this talk, I will kind of combine all of my experience with this rather complicated topic. So let's see with some introduction. If we're talking about multilateral identities, we are meaning basically the whole scale of identities that are available to the users. Because the users today have a lot of identities that they just own and they can use to access systems. So it can be like identities from one's institution, but it can also be social identity. Identity on, for example, GitHub. Or even though states, especially here in Europe, are pushing some European IDs, digital wallets, some academic identities, banks, and so on. There's a little lot of them, and all of these identities can be used somehow. Then the next item in the name of the talk was access management. So it's a component basically responsible for really giving access to people and do everything related to access. So one thing you can do is, of course, just type your username and password in, but in principle, you can use all these identities as well. And that we have IGA, which is Identity Governance and Administration. For those who don't know this term, is basically an extension of identity management, and its main purpose is get the identity management, rather technical stuff for administrator, to people who are actually making decisions. So some managers or even support, just get them in, let them manage what they're supposed to manage, not have everything done by technical people when the others call them. And in this talk, the identity governance system will be represented by Midpoint, and I will try to show you how all these pieces fit together and what can you do with the combinations. So let me introduce Midpoint as well. And as I already said, it's identity governance and identity management system. And because I'm here, of course, it's fully open source. And usually, I suppose it's not important to say it, but when you are dealing with identity management and access management areas, a lot of the products there are claiming to be open source, but in reality, they are just open core or something even else. But with Midpoint, we are really doing our best to make it fully open source, including all the documentation, guidelines for the level developers, whatever is needed, everything is open and available to use. And yeah, it's the product itself is maintained by Evolvium, and we have few external contributors. We would happy to have more of them, but it's kind of hard. The identity management, identity governance is very complex. The tool contains a lot of code, so it's very tough to get contributors, but luckily we have some contribution, at least to some integration part, something that is easier to get to. So about Midpoint, it's very feature rich, and I would say it's really comparable to any commercial alternative. So I consider it a big success, and even we are recognized by some analytics company, which is really nice. And what we can expect from open source system. It's really customizable, it's using as much standard as possible. If you want to get more, there is a link that you can find all the information. So let's get to access management integration. Because this is quite a common, but I think there is a lot of potential if you are integrated IGA system of access management. So from the IGA to access management, this is the more common path. So the IGA, because from the identity management part, mostly has information about users and their accesses. Naturally, IGA can provision all this profile information about users to access management and also provide data for authorization. Might be attributes, might be roles, even some combination. So this is quite natural. The other way around, it's something not that heavily used, and then I think there is a lot of potential in that. Because the access management, especially when using some external identities, have a lot of information to pass back to the IGA. Because if we are talking about a single organization, you have your username, password, and you have no new information. If we are using these external identities, usually with the identity, we are getting some attributes that can be used. So if it's a state identity, we at least know this person was verified by state, and we have some identifier from the state that can be later used, for example, if we are dealing with some big security incidents. If we have academic identities, we can get information whenever this person is an academic employee or student, and again use it for access control later. If we have social identities, at least we have some social identifiers of the person that we can use for some integrations, for example. Or we might have also other attributes like names, emails, whatever, that can be used just to make life of the person easier, just to request them just to use the information that we already have. Second thing that we can get from access management is access timestamp, because the access management, of course, know when the user was accessing which system, so we can get these timestamps and work with them later, and I will get to this. What are the typical interfaces for the integration? There is no standard, unfortunately, but we have some standard kind of common option. So from the identity management part, integrate with anything is usually through some kind of connector, basically writing custom connector to get whatever API is that for the access management, or there can be some middle layer like some, let's say, LDAP or Active Directory, some standardized database that access management can use. And to get some information back, either if there's this direct synchronization with connector, the identity management can read it back, or if you want some runtime integration, you can always call some API and do some stuff with that. Let's move to identity governance benefit. Basically, if you are familiar with identity governance, it probably won't be anything new, but I will just repeat it. The very important one is overall visibility. With identity governance deployed, because you're usually deploying it within a single organization, you want to be in control and have some visibility of what's happening in your organization, mostly to tighten your security, be able to go through audits, and so on. So the main feature is some kind of reporting or web pages, dashboards, who has access to what and why. So you can visualize, for example, if you are using role-based access control, who has which role, what the role is entitled to which applications, and why every person has this role. In Midpoint, we are using something that we are calling policy-driven RBAC, because the RBAC is very good tool. It's very easy to visualize it, to explain to people, but you need something more. It needs to work with some attributes, with some automated rules. So we have kind of extension of RBAC. And if we are thinking about this talk, how we can get these multilateral identities and this data we can get through the access management to IGA, how to use it. So first one is use these attributes. For example, if I know the person was vetted by state, come with state identity, I may note this as a level of assurance attribute. I have bigger assurance in this identity, and based on it, I can give some access through RBAC, classically. And then I can visualize it in the standard way using dashboards and really know what the person has access to. Also, when I have timestamp, when the user was accessing each system for the last time, again through the access management, I can use it to build some policies. Either to remove unused accounts and to tighten security, or I can naturally work with some kind of expiration, renewals of account, whatever I need for my particular workflow. And of course, IGA wants to automate all of this. So using RBAC, automated rules, some provisioning through connectors and integration of the system, make sure that everything that I just said is completely automated and you don't have to worry about it. If the full automation is not enough, you want some human element, some kind of interaction, you can have some approval processes, expirations, renewals, and so on. So let's get to some interesting feature about integration, all of this together. And I will start with integration of basically access management to given service using just-in-time provisioning, now without identity governance. What you can do, and this is a very nice trick, you can basically create accounts on the fly. Because when we are using these multilateral identities, which are coming already with attributes, we can just pass this identity to target system, and by passing it, we basically authorizing the identity to access the system. And the system, if the system supports it, can create the identity and accounts for it on the fly, use the attributes and give proper permissions within the system. What is difficult here is how to deprovision such accounts, because this creating of accounts is ideal, it's very simple, you can use it really on the fly, but you have no way how to disable these accounts. The only way how to do it is again by the end system itself to have some kind of expiration, because what is important here, if the person accessing, losing the access, they are not going to the system anymore and the system doesn't know, never gets the information, there's no way how to get the information. And also with this, we have no central visibility who has account where and why, which might be tough for doing some audits or resolving security incidents. You have to manually go through all the systems and gather it. So with Midpoint, with identity governance component in place, we can basically extend this using some extra tricks. So the basic premise is in Midpoint, we are managing entitled users. So we are not saying the user should have active account on the target service at the moment. We're just saying he or she is entitled to have it. And whenever the user decides to access the system, again, using just-in-time provisioning, we can create an account on the fly using this entitlement that Midpoint manages. Also, what is nice about Midpoint, Midpoint supports provisioning and it's really quick. It can be done in real time. So even though if the target system doesn't support just-in-time provisioning and creating accounts immediately, basically access management can ping Midpoint and say, now it's time to provision this account. Midpoint checks if the user is entitled, and if so, triggers the provisioning. So we can have just-in-time support even if our system doesn't support it natively. Also, Midpoint, and this provisioning connector, can read some data back. So regardless if the account was created on the service or through Midpoint will get the information the account is there, is active, and also we can read any additional information, and basically then we have full scale information for the IGA. We have who has the account active, who is entitled but doesn't activate the account, and we can build all the policies on top of that, including some expiration, renewals, work with this last access timestamp, and combine this all together. So I mean, for example, if the user doesn't use the system for a long time, it's kind of a security risk, we can deprovision, but we still know the user is still entitled. So for the next usage, we can still work with that. And now get to this part with multilateral identities, because that brings just another level of complexity. Because with multilateral identities, we are expecting that a single user can have multiple identities. And we can even combine them, because we can say, okay, one identity, for example, the standard identity, brings your account to the higher level of assurance. We are know this account was vetted. Then you can have some social accounts saying, okay, this is your social ID and we can connect with some social systems and make an integration because we know this ID, because we know this ID. If we have some academic scenario, we know the person is a student or employee of given university or even more universities, we can combine it all together. Tough part is how to correlate these identities, because there is no common identifier, nothing that we can automate it. In Midpoint, we support two-way. We call it smart correlation, and it enables you to configure how the individual accounts could be correlated. And you can base it on the source. So if in the source you know this is the email which was verified, and I'm happy to correlate with existing accounts based on this email, you can set up this rule. You can set up some fuzzy rule like matching on name, or even have fuzzy matching counting with typos and something like that. But this probably you want to fully automate because there is some risk if it's really the real person. So you can also define what match should be like processed in an automated way and just connect these identities together, and what rules need some human interactions. And there are two ways how to do it. If you want stricter control, it can be done by some administrator or some other delegated responsible person, basically manually. Whatever process you need, you will just see, okay, this is attributes you have, this is the new identity you have to decide. Here are some potential matches. Decide if one of the matches is real or if you want to create a new account for this user. Second option might be to again use the access management part, because basically the user in principle own all these identities and can use any of them to sign in. So let just the user sign in with first one, then the second one in the same session, and then we know for sure that the users own both of the identities and can be connected together. Also, what is nice here, we can combine all these external identities like state, socials, academic with local one. If I have deployed IGN, and usually I have within a single institution, I have some local accounts managed by HR department. So even combination of these local accounts and these like remote identities is possible using the same principle. There's nothing really different there. And what Kai can do with that is build some kind of unified profile. So takes all these attributes that I'm getting from different sources, and then usually I want to build a single user profile. I don't want to work with users who has six names from six sources, and most of them are exactly the same. The value is the same. Maybe sometimes if you have like your name from the social network, maybe you have different way of spelling because you like it or something like that. So we can just gather this data and then put a formula how to build single user profile, how to select which name is the one, how to select which email is the one that should be used. Or if we need it, we can just build this like one profile which is always handy to have if you don't have any special requirements. But then we can also have some extension of this profile. For example, we can have like official email within the institution and then like a personalized preferred email. And then we can decide based on the target application which one of the emails should be used, like which one should we provision. And this is basically all possible with Midpoint. Just put all the rules in, how it should be processed. Of course, the most difficult part is how to design it, because we want to have it simple so people can understand and also give them option to select, for example, their preferred email or preferred address, at least for the system when this is not that important. And what we can also do it, thinking about these rules and how to combine all this data together, how to put some organization policies in. Because it's really nice to have users freedom to select their mail or their preferred name or preferred email. But sometimes we have some systems that we really want to enforce strict rules, because this is something that, I don't know, is sent to authorities for some validation, or I don't know, it's might be tied to your payroll and you want to have real data there. But then you can have like a company social network and let user give them the freedom. So when constructing these rules, we can combine like organization policy with some user preferences, and even based on the target system, decide it what results should be used and where. Sounds complicated, it is, but it's all about programming and how to put it together for your organization. And again, with the end goal to have fully automated processing at the end with some, you know, user inputs, user preferences, and so on. It's not complex. There are still some missing pieces. We were experimenting with running some demos, improving Midpoint as a product to support this better, but for sure it's not fully complex. The biggest issue is user experience, because we have a lot of these options, especially dealing with external identities when users need to sign in actively, work with them. It's hard, and this will be hard for a while, but it's getting better how people are getting more and more used to work with their identities and use the identity to sign with completely other system. Now we've pushed for European e-wallets and so on. Again, people will be getting used to this principle, and it will get easier. Also, the interface between access management and IGA is not well defined. Now we are just writing custom integrations on both sides, dependent on the needs. For sure, it will be better to have some like prepared interface that we can use, and we can connect our product Midpoint to existing access management systems. That would be really, really handy. Also, life cycles of the individual identities, because we are combining different identities to a single profile. And also, we should think about life cycle of the individual identities. Some of them are pretty persistent, like the state ones, but other, like if I know that someone is a student, probably I should verify this statement once in a while, and again put some policies or condition. It would be nice if the protocols were going to support this, so we can, for example, query each day. But with other protocols like SAML, basically until the user didn't sign in, you don't know the current state of the information. So have maybe some expirations, some renewals here as well, would be really nice. Also, the whole assurance and trust model in this might be very complex. Again, working with different sources of information, which are trustworthy, which are not, how we can process them, how we can use it, what's our assurance on this information. It's difficult to even decide what we want to do, and when we have this decision, is an initial thing is how to process it. We experiment with some kind of small project which we called Mid Privacy, and it was about putting metadata to each value that we are storing. And the metadata are source of the identity, the assurance level, and also, for example, how we can be used within the GDPR framework. So having this all tied up and again automated, so we can use it for automated processing and provisioning rules, would be really nice. We started as an experiment just to get some feeling for it. It's fully available to people, but as far as I know, nobody tried to put it in practice yet, which is a bit pity. And again, there is a link if you want to read more about it. So just to conclude, and hope to leave some time for the questions, it is really possible to combine these worlds and really tightly connect identity governance system with access management, and basically unlocks new potential for new features. And nowadays, there's a lot of identities that people can use to sign in to our systems, state, banks. And I'm expecting there will be more and more of them, and people are getting more and more accustomed to use them, especially with these EIDs on the European level. So this is something that we should be prepared for. And IGA, even though, and I think about IGAs mostly within a single institution, to make sure everything is tight, everything is well ordered, everything is automated, can be audited. It can work very nice in this world of multilateral identities and bring these same conditions and the same benefits from the IGA to this world as well. But having a full implementation covering all the angles is complex, and it will take probably some time when we all get there. Midpoint is kind of halfway through. And that doesn't mean halfway exactly. We have something now that can be used, that can be experimented with. But if you want to reach maximum potential, we will need to improve the product as well. And because everything is open source and available, all the contributions are always welcome. So thank you for your attention, and we have a few minutes to get some questions. Yes.
Very good slides. One question I have regarding the machine learning. So do you guys have some machine learning mechanism also in your roadmap to show the program?
Yes. The question was if we have some machine learning on our roadmap. We are already experimenting with that. Not for this particular problem. We decided to first start with role mining. So if you are importing roles, usually within the existing role that you already have, how to mine some business roles out of it. Because if you are migrating towards IGA, you have a lot of roles manually managed, and it's good to build some business roles that can be easily managed, and we are using machine learning principles for that. It could be good to use it, for example, for this identity matching, but so far we were happy with some custom roles. Yes?
So this identity management is only one side of the big picture, because if I have a user, he might be a sysadmin or whatever, these leaving traces in the application you grant access to. Okay, so if this is now leaving the company, the institute, the university, how do you deal with the traces? Do you have a mechanism like maybe scramble the username and change the username in the application? So if it's reused, reusage of usernames in the target application might be a big problem.
Yes, so the question was, we have all this in place, and what we can do when user is leaving the organization with his or her data. Just scramble them, remove them somehow, do something with that. And this is a tough question, because one part is the application itself.
Yes.
And when you have this automated identity management, identity governance system in place, usually you can deprovision the data completely out of the application. But then you have this central point of the identity governance. And the question here, how long you want to keep the data for security incidents, for example? And that's valid, and probably you want to have them unscrambled for year two, depending on your policy. And then you should again automate the process how to either scramble the data or just completely get rid of it. I would say except identifiers, because especially if you are talking about usernames, you probably don't want to reuse that, or at least not within a central period of time. So I would recommend to keep that.
Yeah, but it's a bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the talk before, we had the Wazoo, or what, we have some web application and some person is creating a dashboard. So within the application, it belongs to that person and everyone else is using it. So I cannot delete it, but the creator is done. So it's more complex than this.
Yes. So the comment was, if the user is creating something like a dashboard in a web application that others are using, if the original owner leaves, can we delete it or not? And if you are within an organization and you have complete control over your users, you need some process to pass this work to someone else. And I would say you have to have like a process for leavers. In the same way you are returning your keys to your office, you should also return all your digital systems or transfer them to someone else. But what you can at least automate in this case, if you have this like a dashboard something, have a process that before the deletion will send a notification or let someone approve it. And that could help to automate it. Okay, time is up. Thank you, and we can continue the discussion later.